One of the areas of halakha which is very much overlooked is the Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed. For many people, it's more the Chol than the Moed, but it's not clear that that should really be the case. And the whole topic of Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is worthy of several shiurim in its own right. There's a machloket in the Rishonim whether the concept of Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Doraita or Durabanan. And if it's Doraita, nevertheless, there are certain things which Min HaTorah are permitted. And amongst those things are things generally which are Tzorech HaMoed, things which are for the purposes or for the needs of Yom Tov, provided they're done, at least in a Maaseh Hedyot, in a non-skilled, non-professional manner. So one of the things that comes up is the question of doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. It's established halakha that one is not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, but the question is why not and what exceptions there are to this rule. So in principle it should be permissible to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Certainly if clothes that you want to wear on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, I've got a particular shirt that I like wearing, I wore it on first day and I want to wear it on last day, I should be able to pop that in the washing machine and wash it l'tzorech hamoed. Nevertheless, Chazal said that it's prohibited to do such laundry because they don't want a person leaving all their laundry to Chol HaMoed, and then they could spend the whole of Chol HaMoed instead of having a nice relaxing Yom Tov time, they'd spend the whole time doing laundry. And also there's a concern that perhaps a person wouldn't bother doing any laundry before Yom Tov at all. The first day's Yom Tov they'd wear dirty clothes and it would only be Chol HaMoed and the end of Yom Tov they've got nice clothes. Nevertheless, whilst Chazal said that in principle there is a blanket prohibition against doing laundry on Chol HaMoed, they did make a number of exceptions, and these exceptions with regard to clothing that very frequently gets dirty and soiled and therefore needs to be regularly washed. A classic example of that is big day katanim, is young children's clothing, which anybody with little children knows that they're doing laundry on a daily basis or every 2 days, something like that, especially back in the days, of course, when people were using environmentally friendly nappies, which had to be properly washed. They were being washed all the time, so they could certainly be washed on Chol HaMoed, but also the rompers and the baby grows and all these things which get dirty in a variety of different ways, they can be washed on Chol HaMoed. And indeed the Poskim say also clothes of children older than that. There's a little bit of discussion, you know, what if you've got a 10 or 11 year old child who's always falling in the mud and always getting themselves dirty every time they go out to play? Can you wash their clothes or not? But certainly a 5, 6, 7 year old child whose clothes regularly get dirty, they can be washed on Chol HaMoed, provided, of course, that you want them for the rest of the Moed. If you don't want to use them until after Chag, so then it would be prohibited to wash them on Chol HaMoed. There is some discussion in the Achronim about Mar Beshiurim, meaning that if a person's already putting up the washing machine because you've got 3 baby grows that or 5 baby grows that you need to wash for last day's Yom Tov, so can you throw in a load of other clothes, even perhaps adult clothes as well, and wash them? So most achronim of the opinion that it's prohibited, but there are some achronim who say that marbeb shiurim is permissible in this regard, and once you're putting up the laundry in any event, then you can throw other things as well. Another area which is where there's a kula, and that's with regard to things like tea towels and handkerchiefs and perhaps dishcloths, which are again washed very, very regularly. You need a constant clean supply of them, and that's permissible to wash them Chol HaMoed. There's discussion in the poskim, in these poskei zmanenu, about tablecloths. It's where you need another tablecloth every day of Yom Tov, and they're getting dirty, and maybe 2 per day, etc. Some say that they've got the same din of tea towels and the like, you can wash them. Others say that you can't wash them. What if your clothing gets something on it that's going to cause it to be stained, if you don't take care of it now? So it would seem that would be permissible to wash it Chol HaMoed. If somebody bleeds over some clothing, if you don't You know, if you leave it for a week to absorb the blood properly, so then it's never going to come clean. That would be an issue of Dava Ha'aved, that you're going to suffer a financial loss if you don't take care of it, and therefore it's going to be permissible to wash it on Chol HaMoed. The Poskim also talk about spot cleaning. You spill a bit of chocolate sauce over your Yom Tov suit or your Yom Tov dress, something like that, so you don't need to take the whole beged to the dry cleaner, but can you just clean that area? The Poskim say that you can, because that's not the type of kibbutz that Chazal had in mind when they said there's a prohibition against against doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. What if a person has got just one Yom Tov suit, and that gets dirty on Chol HaMoed, or on Thursday Yom Tov, so you want to take it to the dry cleaner Chol HaMoed, so that you've got something to wear for the end days Yom Tov. It seems that that actually wouldn't be permissible, so long as you've got clothing. You know, so, okay, you'll go dressed smart casual for last day's Yom Tov, rather than wearing a suit. Unless, I guess, you know, it would be an issue of extreme busha, that, you know, to show up, for sure, you're the only person not wearing a dark suit. You know, you're just wearing a light suit. Everybody else is wearing a dark suit. Then perhaps there would be grounds for leniency in such a case. Ad kan, Mo'adim L'Simcha.